came in when we're talking about how obscenely fucking difficult it is to create a podcast and get traction, and more importantly, to keep the motivation. I sort of feel like I'm at a place in my life where, not to be cocky, but I kind of only work on things and put an effort to things that I think have results. And you very much backhanded complimented me the other day. I told Colin this one that you said, you know, what's amazing about you, James, is you figured out how to work 3 hours a day. And that's a real, that's a real backhanded compliment.
It's true. It's fire.
But what I'll say about that.
You've got the 80-20 shit locked down, brother. You're living
3 hours. If I only have like 3 hours to commit to work a day, it has to go towards things that I know bring in results. So for everyone listening, we're a year and a half into this podcast, and when we were really all grinding on it, we had like 1,000 listens, 2,000 listens, 100,000 listens a pod. You know, I mean, big stuff.
Four digits.
And now that we're not grinding on it so hard, we get like 300. And we love all 300 of you. This is just being open kimono with everyone.
Especially but so maybe James the answer, mom, my mom,
yeah, yeah, all the moms.
Is Warren's mom listening? Probably not.
Warren, is your mom listen?
Oh no, definitely not.
Warren doesn't have no,
definitely not.
Yeah, she listens to NPR. She's like, I'm like, yeah, we're going to go to this trash.
Listen, NPR, you want to buy us? We will definitely be on the Planet Money vibe as well. But maybe we just rant. Maybe we forget the long form. Maybe we just each talk about shit we love talking about, like we do all day together anyway. And we send it off to the editors, and we get like 100 clips a week from that. And there's no worry about just like, is it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? It's just like all short form. We just like vomit our thoughts onto the world through social media.
So what we're talking about though is how we have this kind of trash podcast that we either at best vaguely promote, and how maybe this time where we sit down and just rant and bullshit together, maybe we should do that, but with the end goal of getting short form video out of it rather than, you know, what is relatively short form audio.
Which worked out super well when we, it was funny because the amount of work to get the short form video out of it, when we actually showed up with a complete list of topics, executed the podcast where we all followed the actual format, and then got it edited within the time frame of actually doing it, and then promoted those edits by posting them. That all went swimmingly, but that requires the same amount of work as actually doing a good podcast, which we couldn't hold up either. So really, yeah, and then we haven't done it since.
I think the point being that one of those two scenarios, like, probably gives tangible ROI, right? Which sadly, like, I don't think the podcast version gives a whole lot of like direct ROI on the time that we're spending here.
Yeah, but we also haven't done the other one, so really it's a fair. Yeah. I think let's give it a try.
That's exactly it.
Well, my thought is this: is that like when it comes down to it, when we were all doing our best, right? And what I mean by like legitimately tweeting this out to 150,000 people every single week, I was emailing it to 15,000 people on newsletter. All of us pushing everything all the time. We were literally only
we're creeping up to 3,000 views. Yeah. Like that's where
we're getting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm saying like that is not, if it was like that was what was making this blow up, it'd be different, right? But it's like this massive effort only makes marginal difference in my mind. Maybe I'm viewing it totally wrong.
I just look at it like it, on the horizon where it's like, oh, there's no traction. It's like, cool. Like it takes years to get anything. Like, I don't know. I'm so all the things that like are successful for me, I'm so deep in for such a long time that it's like, yeah, whatever. Just like keep doing it better. But I guess, you know, for people of the younger generation, like you guys, I guess I feel that like it is more of like an instant gratification play, and then we're going to have to try that on TikTok. So I respect it.
So what I do think though, to go with that, Oren, is that like I prolifically tweeted on Twitter for multiple hours a day for a long, long, long time to get to 75,000 followers, right? Like, but it was like, you could see the growth, right? Like it's like effort, growth, even the marginal every time versus effort, down. We're in what I think Y Combinator calls the trough of despair, or maybe Oren isn't. I am you know, which is like where most people give up.
We went up until we decided to do this, which is ironic.
Well, here's the thing though. I'm not a rich man, but I'm rich enough to not do shit I fucking hate. Right. And none of us like doing it the other way. That's the fucking truth. Right. And like
that,
you know what I mean? I think I'm at a place in my life where like I either do shit that makes me money or I do shit that I love doing. And I love doing this pod with you guys. But when we were doing it in the format that was not fun, the idea of burning money and time on something that's not fun, I'll take a hard pass on that one. Since I don't
see
that.
So now we're
going to
go short form. And like, and it's going to be great when we actually get some clips. You know, it's going to be, I had to edit my own the first time. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah. I sent some edits back. We got a bunch of clip art on round one. Told him to take a pass on the clip art vibe. But yeah, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. This is to circle back to season one, Modern Entrepreneurship, I believe was the name of one of the first Tab Talk episodes, right? It was a
View Builder, was it? You tell me. One of the first Builder Build-Up episodes. Because when we were just doing Tabs, that also was...
Dude, should we go back to Tab Talk? That shit was mad fun.
Yeah, so this is the problem, is the listeners are going to deal with this existential crisis of nothing ever getting done, and then they're just going to hear, you know, and it's like, it's going to get more and more sporadic, and then when we do it, you're going to hear me getting increasingly frustrated, and that's, I don't know if anyone wants that experience.
Well, that's why I think, when this gets edited up, like, none of what we're talking about right now needs ever exist in some actual podcast. Right,
it's all going to be on the cutting room floor. You know what I'm saying? You're just going to hear
three guys
as the alpha. They're going to cut it down to just the alpha. You know what I mean?
It's Patreon. I'm saying, if you want to hear this side of it, it's the Patreon. You know, otherwise you only get 8-second fucking hot takes. You know what I mean? Like I was telling Colin before you came in.
We're calling this one the dark side of podcasting.
This is super dark.
Sorry.
I'm down to run it. I'm down to give it one more real fucking hurrah. Otherwise, we do this shit just for fun.
I want to open discussion here. Like, I would say that our best podcast episodes were like our how to stuff, like how to in the title. I'm thinking of like the Glowless one we did. There are a couple other in that vein, not the guest ones. Would you guys agree? And if you agree, I don't know, what do you guys think? Should we kind of like take that approach and actually get structured about it? And then I think the bigger, what James and I were talking about is like, okay, when we do that, our outcome is like, it's fine, it's cool, but it's nothing spectacular. Should we do that with the end goal being short form clips coming out of it, not long form podcast? So we sit down here, we do the same conversation, we bring the same alpha, but the thing that the internet sees is a bunch of TikTok videos basically and YouTube.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at the data, what the most popular stuff is, it is how to build an email newsletter, how to build a great WordPress website, and how to build physical products, how to invest in and flip websites and social media accounts, how to grow website traffics, and then the Glowless one. Those are the top six.
How to.
And it's all how to's, and they've all grown considerably since we published them, which means people are finding them. And then everything else is kind of trash.
Right.
Well, then, I mean, maybe we just, I mean, I always preach that I'm a fucking, that I love data even when it proves me wrong. I mean, the truth is, I just don't know if we found, maybe it's just trying to find a way to do those in a really fun way. I also felt that like, we are all jacks of all trades, but that surely we're going to run out of being able to like deep dive, telling someone to actually how to do something, you know, like, I mean, I can wax poetic about anything, but like, I don't know if it really becomes useful.
Well, you know, what's interesting though, is the first, before we made the swap on this season, where we said, hey, we're just going to talk about stuff, but it's going to be a full hour. Those are getting up there. Like if you go after those six, it goes right into the one we did about starter sites, golf and public relations. And then the, what we do for a living one are two of the next top ones.
Okay.
And so I do think that, and those are like above, like the more prolific, like above Gazdecki and Dickie Bush and like, you know, and like all those folks. And so sure. I do think there is something to be said for actually doing the thing we enjoy in a full length podcast. You know, our new approach of chopping up our social media, which is the most valuable. I don't think anyone's going to argue that all of us would rather have, and this is where the podcasting medium is, right? Is we all rather have 100, I'd rather have 9 clips for my TikTok every week than have a podcast. For sure.
But if we don't get that
out of this, then I think that other, the format that we had before we split into this season actually has, is solid. Because it's a podcast.
What do you guys,
that was without promoting it. We were doing absolutely truly nothing.
Yeah.
Like, it's in our email newsletters, which is sick. So not truly nothing, but
yeah. I have, but when I put it in mine, like 4 people click on it. So, you guys are supposed to laugh at that.
We need a Discovery Channel, dude. It has to be like, there's not a question in my fucking mind. Like I've grinded on Twitter like for Shark 2 Week fucking years. Yeah. Like we need like a Shark Week style thing with Discovery.
Can we talk about Twitter being fucking toast? Like you guys haven't threaded for fucking months. I haven't threaded for like at least a month, you know, like no one fucking posts anymore. It's a fucking dumpster fire.
Okay.
I do kind of feel that
thought, and then I want to talk about that.
I was just going to say
James,
that
finish
because
your thought, though. I want to put a bow on that.
Okay. So my thought is this, is that like we have tried, even as relatively prolific, and I won't say big creators, but at least in our corner of the internet, well-known creators on Twitter, right? And through our newsletters, an aggregate of 150 or 200,000 people in audience. And there were moments we pushed as hard as we could that way, and we were not cracking four figures on listens. So knowing that, that tells me that that method is not the method to make this blow up. So I think in the same way that we've all, to segue into the next thing, that all three of us have started playing with TikTok, and obviously it's what we're trying to do now, but like really is to think about short form video content first, since it's the whole direction of the internet. Even if we have a full podcast on the back end of it, that like the growth, the customer acquisition has to be short form video, the client kind of customer. None of y'all are customers.
Okay.
You know,
oh, lead with discovery, baby. Let's go. I'm in. Let's roll. We're doing it. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be beautiful.
Yo, so to tag onto that, here's what I'm thinking. So if we sit down to do this every week, bear with me. If we do every week, we do a how to X as a core topic. We also we hit that like thoroughly, and then we add in any other bullshit that we want to talk about or shoot short form around to the end of that. So we're talking like an hour long pod with a core topic that is worthy of the headline that we put on it, because we know that's what gets the clicks. And then like the back half of that is basically fodder for us to pull clips from around that topic or other topics or all the above. So that, I don't know, thoughts?
Y'all want to build it in public? It's right fucking here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
you
what
want
I'm
the
saying.
New
yeah,
model?
Exactly.
This is the new model in action, exactly. Bro. Y'all want to see behind open kimono? The kimono is open, brothers.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying?
So we basically hit a like a core topic that's got a how-to, and then other bullshit. The entire thing is with the end goal of pulling short form, but will also work as a upload. And let's talk about, as a segue to talking about Twitter. For the massive video viewership, here's what I'm doing. I'm going to the Twitter app on my phone right now. I'm clicking Twitter. It gets interrupted and I get this. I'm encouraged to take a deep breath.
Damn, you got it on a full 6 second too.
Oh, yeah. I got that one too.
Oh, damn, 10?
It tells me I've opened Twitter 10 times a day.
James, I didn't know what yours looks like, because I know what mine looks like, and it ain't no fucking 10.
What
should
is
we
it?
Do it live?
Let me say, you sir, don't have a problem.
Oh, no. I did until today, just to be super clear.
So mine's already cut down significantly.
So let me finish.
Oh, I still
let
have
me
a problem.
Finish
keep
the
going.
Demo. So yeah. if I want to keep going to Twitter, I click continue to Twitter, and it goes, sick, what are you going for? And I put those options in. They're like, engage, I don't know, or respond. And so for this, I'm going to push, I don't know. And now I'm into Twitter. So this app called One Sec has complete, like in less than 24 hours, I would say, has like totally changed my phone usage in a very, very positive way by interrupting it.
Oh, I thought Oren had something in the canon.
Tag on that.
No.
What do you think?
I agree.
I'm taking a deep breath trying to open TikTok.
So I agree. I mean, what's crazy to me is that like I am, and without getting into details, the two of you are aware of it from our group chat. Like I'm hyper aware of my own addictive tendencies, right? And this goes on to even like me like taking medication that I've been prescribed my whole fucking life. That I'm like, oh, there goes my camera. And I don't know why. There goes my camera. Just turned off. This would be great, you guys.
It's perfect. It's perfect for the video of four Porsche movies.
Yeah. It literally just turned off. I have no clue.
We'll put this on. We're leading video first. It doesn't matter how you show up. This is an abstract. This is a performance piece.
I think it's funny to can it say the Sony edit with imaging backwards or whatever. Whatever is there?
Yeah, backwards.
Perfect.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was backwards.
Perfect. I don't know.
This will be perfect
saying.
For TikTok.
This is chaos. This is fucking chaos.
Yeah,
but it is relevant. But okay, Twitter. Okay, so this app. So I dropped this app in the group chat because I genuinely recognize I have a problem. I was like, and I thought about. I was talking to James, and I was like, James has mastered working 3 hours a day to, you know, James and I make roughly the same amount of money, and he works 3 hours a day, and I work like 10, and that sucks at the end of the day. Now James could be absolutely.
I've worked more than 3 hours. A day.
He could be murdering it if he worked like 6 hours a day. You know what I'm saying? It'd be crazy. And I was like, damn, what am I doing with all these extra hours that I have in the day that I'm spending working? And I realized that I'm spending a huge chunk of that just opening my phone on social media for like 7 minutes. you know, and then this app actually prevents that. And genuinely, like, I texted these guys at 1 p.m. today or something like that, and I was like, cool, so I'm wrapped for the day.
Yeah, I'm done with work. It's I'm done.
Like, my list is a wrap.
Yo, for me, it was like, I've spent crazy amounts, I guess not crazy amounts of time, but like, I constantly open it for like 30 seconds, yeah. 90 seconds.
Exactly.
Just like constantly. And so the reason that when I go to it, it only shows that I've opened Twitter 10 times a day. That's because the fact that like when I know that I want to open it, 79. Wow.
Problem.
But having that, so my delay is like on the highest setting. And I just like when I reach to my pocket to pull it out and then I know that like it's going to be like 10 seconds or whatever before I can even look at it. Like that is longer than my attention span. Like I'm like, what's the point? I don't even open it up when I know it's going to take that long for me to get to it.
Yeah.
And so in literally one, like it's been 10 hours and it's completely changed how like my screen time and how I use my phone. And because I'm checking my social apps less, it's way more popping every time I do go in there. It's like my notifications on Twitter are always maxed out at 20 plus. There's like actually stuff going on TikTok instead of like being two notifications
I think what it does, I mean, I was thinking about, because I feel the exact same way where I don't even, yes, it stops me sometimes when I open it, but actually more often than not, I don't even want to go to open it anymore. And I know no one can see me, so no one crack any jokes, but it stops me from opening it. And I think what it really is, which is really fascinating to think about, is it, I think it's on a subconscious level. My brain knows that it is not going to get the dopamine hit that it was looking for immediately. And so it tries to go for the next thing. It says, fuck that. I don't want to wait 10 seconds for that hit. What can you do instead? And I immediately think like, oh, should I go figure out something work-wise that gives me, you know what I mean? Like that, like, should I go, what's on my to-do list? And I think it's truly just a function of my brain trying to get high, so to speak, right off dopamine, and looking for the next quickest thing. And so when it causes that delay, my brain says, I don't want to wait for that. This is a waste. What can we go to instead?
And when it is part of like what the content that we have out there on social right now is like, so I love creating on TikTok. I think it's an amazing medium. I'm having a ton of fun with it. I feel like it's getting some traction. Consuming on TikTok is whack. My feed is never what I want it to be, especially because I look through it for work and stuff like that. And like spending time browsing on TikTok is a complete waste of time for me. But then I also look at like Instagram. I haven't been on seriously for probably 6 months or a year anyway, besides again for like work client stuff. And then Twitter in this last couple, I don't know, I think we all stopped posting for I think like unknown reasons or whatever. It's just kind of fallen off or like threading or like trying to seriously grow over the last month. But then it's also like it's a dumpster fire right now. Like there is no value content. It's all like the trash fucking Excel Chrome hack fucking bullshit threads from those dudes. Yeah. And then a bunch of like dumpster fire fucking politics, Twitter's falling apart content. And I'm just like, there's no value in the social right now. So I do feel like it's like eliminating all that to focus on something else is huge.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I don't want to call out the person who, but you guys both know. I'm like, you know, people always say, you know, people reach out to me today. Someone DM me like, hey, can you tell me where I can buy retweets? And I was like, honestly, most of what you see is just a bunch of like implicit agreements between homies to help each other out, right? And so there's one of those dudes who I met, I had a lot of respect for, and we've talked about this in a group chat all the time.
You got no respect for this dude, bruh.
Not anymore. just because like for me, I'm a networker over everything, right? And I think that's one thing that people learn about me is like, and I'm happy to sort of barter and trade through networking, right? And sort of we all help each other out.
Wait, hold on. Would you consider your network to be your net worth?
Yeah, I think that with someone like me, my network is my network.
Yo, that could be a threat.
I'm a businessman, not a businessman. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was going to say that.
Yeah, yeah. Although y'all are out here trying to tell me in the group chat the other day that Lil Yachty is better than Jay-Z.
I was just saying, I saw a video on TikTok that said, you know, Yachty could make Death of Autotune, but Jay-Z couldn't make Poland. And honestly, he could be right.
That's a take.
That is a take. But yo, this dude, as you guys know, I thought, you know, we had connected. He was like, let's get a phone call. We had a call. We both work in the same industry. I don't hate him or anything, but like, you know, people send me a thread all the time, pretty often, a couple days a week, like, yo, if you like this, can you show me some love? And I do it most of the time for people that I like and because I like their content. But this dude has now, without me responding to anything, like literally sent me like 24 threads in a row. And it's almost like, is there like a autistic level of not understanding social cues or something? I'm really serious, right? Like if you texted someone 20 times in a row and they didn't respond.
No, they're just, people are trying to make networking transactional when it's not. Because again, like I'll retweet some stuff I don't like or I'm not super interested in just because I like the person, you know?
Sure.
But I'll also like, and if there's something that's super valuable for my audience, but I think some dude's like trash, then I'm not going to do that either, you know? And I think that people are saying, oh, we're going to operationalize this the same way that we've revolutionized writing threads by putting out a bunch of shit about nothing at all the same way 45 times. We're going to revolutionize asking people to repost those trash threads.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know what? Like yeah. All those dudes are fucking trash straight up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks. And I think it's, I mean, not to take ourselves back down this rabbit hole, but it is the folks that are like that. It's audience building for the sake of audience building. It is like generic and meaningless and has no direction. And I think that the weird part about that is it's pretty much useless until it gets to this like massive point where, I don't know, it's just so diluted. It fucking sucks.
Well, I dropped it in the group chat the other day where the guy did the AI thread on like the Excel tips or whatever it was. Like literally it was like made up and retweeted to infinity. And like, that's where we're at. But actually, Colin, I have a question for you. Cause as the originator of the book thread, like, this is really on you.
Yo, there were book threads before I did that, right?
Not like that.
You think?
Yeah. Not like push it like thread boy maximalist.
I mean, I think the thing that happened there was I did two in a weekend. And
you did, but it was the same. It was
legendary
too.
At the time, you know?
No. It was two different ones. I mean, it was two different.
I remember, like the DMs, people would be like, "Yo, he did two, bro."
So listen, I'm actually. So
and now these dudes do it twice a day.
Well, to go with this, then right? So, I candidly, for me, I know one reason that Twitter died off for me, and I'm, you know, to go back to the dopamine addiction thing. I can't believe there's no video
that waterfall
right
shit, bro.
God damn it, bro. There's no video.
Video first, bro. You couldn't like the battery's not recharged by now, bro. You want
dude,
lithium polymer?
I don't understand. It's just the wrong cord. I must have used the wrong cord again. Yo,
we finally got your mic right, bro. It took us 3 years to get James's mic right. You know what I'm saying? Because it was a year and a half, but it was at half speed because of how fucking painful it was. And then now we can't get the camera.
Well, I gotta leave and come back. That's the only way I can get in. Hold up.
All right, we'll be here.
Damn, yeah, we'll be here, but... So what books have you been reading recently?
I'm reading a book on the history of American capital. I'm reading a book on the Mayflower.
You'll love the Mayflower, bro. Like, what an inspirational ship.
Yo, I've just been on this shipwreck kick. I think you've heard me talk about it.
Oh, shit. Look at it. Oh, God.
Ooh, booming.
Damn. I was like, what happened to James? It's Halloween, but...
So, Twitter really is dark right now, but something, I don't know, I'm having a shift in like what I'm doing in terms of creating content that's like obviously centered around figuring out TikTok, but I have had more fun on Twitter and got more value out of Twitter personally in the last like 3 or 4 weeks than I have in a long time. And that's been without threads. It's been a long time since I had a thread like really hit like, you know, 5,000 plus likes or whatever. But I think something about it is like, since it's not where I'm putting the majority of my brain space in terms of where to create, it's a little bit more of an afterthought. And so I'm just kind of winging it more and I'm having way more interesting conversations on there. And I think generally getting more value out of it because of it. That being said, it is like a dumpster fire of audience builders. And I need to find new people to follow or something.
I think, listen.
And would you say you have a net positive, like looking at your social Blade ranking, do you feel like you have a net positive or a net negative of followers in the last 2 weeks?
Oh, no. It's like neutral or very, very close to it, but generally net negative. And like, because I'm gaining every day, but I'm churning always. 5% churn forever.
Me too.
Thanks,
Elon. It's fucking weird. And anyone can say whatever the fuck they want. I'd literally... Elon Musk could look me dead in the fucking eyes and tell me that there's no such thing as getting a shadow ban or a soft ban. look me in the eyes, Elon.
Bro, I don't think you were soft banned, bro. I think previously you were soft blessed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, well, so even better. So that I had a conversation about it. What I think it was that I'm hard blessed, baby. I stay hard blessed.
Hey, hard blessed.
But no, I think previously that I was always getting pushed in the suggested accounts feature, right? I think that's what it was. Yeah. I think that I was like, there's a couple other guys I've seen that just grow no matter what. I think that's what I was for about a year and a half. They just always suggested me and now they don't. I do think there's been some culling of the top tier. But then I also think that I do believe that in the past month and a half, 2 or 3 months in which Elon was talking about buying TikTok, I mean, Twitter, and we're talking about bots. I think it would have been sheer insanity if we don't think that the fucking Twitter team wasn't starting to start banning more bots. And there's no question we all have bots follow us, right? So Like, I'm sure that like some of that has a piece of it. But I just find it's a mix of it being dumpster fire. And because I don't get to go back to me being addicted, I don't get any dopamine reward from going on Twitter anymore. Like, I don't. And it used to be, to your point, Warren, used to be that I found tons of useful information on there. So it was fine for me to be there if I wasn't getting followers. But because I think everything that's in my feed is like just regurgitated garbage that I have no interest in reading, and because I don't even get followers from it, like, why am I going to spend my time and effort over there?
DM, like, and retweet for my terrible one-page Google Doc. It's just like, how do we get here with you, with y'all, you know?
Yo, have you guys considered doing some aggressive unfollowing?
So today I muted, I mean, I tweeted, I muted like every word. I muted, you know, like Excel, Chrome, you know what I mean? Motivation, like a DM, comment, you know, like the massive list, you know, unfollowing, muting, blocking. But then I feel like a bunch of the people, all the people that at least are tweeting the stuff that I'm interested in, are like actively leaving, like leaving the platform.
I feel like most people are. Anyone that recognizes,
because I think the period where, especially like Colin came to prominence, like in Thread Boy era, like super deeply, I feel like that era is kind of over. Like, now it's like the corner money Twitter is back to it, but like, you're not, people aren't blowing up in like Colin, Sahil, some of these people really like skyrocketed up in this particular period. And I don't think Twitter works like that anymore.
Yeah, it's definitely a much toned down version of it. The only things that I've seen go big in the last several months are like the worst of the worst.
Like, and I'm 100% sure.
And if I wanted that, I'd go to church.
Now Orange is pressing hot topics. You know what I'm saying? Orange is trying to get the algo going wild, talking about church up in here. But what I will say, to go along with that though, I'm also, you know, shout out to JK, but I do believe that JK Molina was like basically one of the largest catalysts of the downfall of Twitter. Like, because not only did he perpetuate he also perpetuated the ghostwriter concept, right? Which I think like is just, that's really what it is, right? Because it's just not possible. Like the best threads I've ever fucking written were like 100% the sauce could have only come from me, right? Like, and the only threads that hit now for people are these ones I'm sure ghostwritten. There's like 12 fucking programs on how to write a hook for tweets. Like, wait till this fucking bubble pops. It's already popped. But everyone who's got a little Twitter micro SaaS that's making 8K in MRR, that thinks they built a fucking $1 million business, is going to be in for a rude awakening.
Oh yeah, those are going to get, this is going to be a closed platform real quick. You know what I mean, there's no more, you know, we don't got Jack in here anymore. You know what I'm saying? We got Brother Elon.
Man
does not understand anything about how to build a platform.
There's only one Twitter micro SaaS that everyone should be using. What is it, Colin?
And that's
Righthouse.io, baby.
Righthouse.io, you asshole.
You know why? Because it's free. It's free because Colin loves the people, man. Yeah. Colin loves the people.
No,
Colin loves paying AWS bill.
I feel like I need a haircut or something. You know what I'm saying? Colin gets a haircut like four times a week.
We can't see you, bro. You're literally so pixelated that like I can see your vague outline. Okay.
I feel like I got a dinner in a couple days. I got to look crisp for. I don't look homeless or nothing.
Yo, I'd just like to clarify the weekly haircut scenario.
Please do.
And I'm going to do that by asking both of you guys a question. When was the last time you had that terrible, oh fuck, I need a haircut thought?
I'm wondering, dog. I literally just asked. I think I'm fine at this moment, but I know that feeling.
Weekly haircut's hot. Yeah. I think it does good for you, bro.
I haven't had it, you know, in 3 or 4 years since I was like, fuck this, I'm going to be here every Friday.
Well, it helps make up for the lack of fits. Yeah. Cause it's like, well, his cut's fresh. So maybe he's just having an off day.
You know? Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I take the Steve Jobs Issey Miyake approach, except for it's just like his dig bro. It.
Also,
tapered,
don't worry, Colin.
But it works. It works 100%.
You and I are going to be fine because in about fucking 3 years, Oren's going to have to go spend $30,000 redoing his entire wardrobe when he's in his 40s. And he's going to just like step. He's been redoing the painting.
Oh,
house.
That's going
to
be a blessing.
That every year for the.
He started with the new
art.
We're
going to swap it all out, bro. You have saying new year, new me.
Oren's 100 racks of art on his walls. He wants to take down in exchange for oil paintings now. Wait till the Rick Owens turns into.
It's
going to
be great.
You know?
I love it. Well, I'll be wearing the Rick for the rest of my life. Everything else, I mean, it comes and goes, bro. Just like money. Yeah,
bro. I'm gonna get some Daniel Earsham piece, and I can't wait to see the look on Kelsey's face when she goes, "What is this piece of concrete you've brought into the room?"
Orange got
it's
got
art,
one.
Kels.
Orange, don't you have one?
I know it's
a surfboard, right?
Got the surfboard, brother.
So, yeah, it's super sick.
We got all kinds of stuff.
I do like his shit.
But that's what I'll put the collection up. You know what I'm saying? I'll do a little feature. You know what I mean? Sotheby's, you know, Grailed if I've been canceled. And, you know, and then we'll replace it with something new. Yeah.
I actually think the thing about Oren is I think you have great taste. The question is just whether you're going to like the same taste when you're in your 50s.
Oh, I'm not. But that's the thing. I don't like the same taste that I did when it was 3 years ago or 8 years ago. And it all flipped. And that's great. And I feel like in those new environments.
It's true. If we showed the listeners Oren a decade ago, they'd be like, who's that? That's a different human.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, but shit, 6 years ago. And a decade ago. And 18 years ago.
We got to pull up like the minus 10 picks sometime soon. I'll put it on Twitter.
Yeah, but like, that's the whole point. Like, if you're not reinventing yourself and you're still living on these same things, like, what's the point? I don't want to be the same person that I was 3 years ago. I don't want to be like liking the same shit. It means you're not progressing. And like, I'm progressing every fucking day.
Every fucking
day. Ten years ago, I was 26. No, we should. So 15 years ago, all three of us were in nightlife.
What a terrible time of life that was then.
I mean, it was a good run.
It was interesting enough. The obstacle's away, brother. I'm looking 3 years away from now. I don't want to have a thing in my house 3 years from now that I didn't make, that I didn't design. Like, I want this desk to be a desk I design. I'm working on a toaster right now. It's going to be a toaster that I design. You know, like, I'm not even joking. We're straight up working on it.
I know you're not even joking.
And that's like, that's the next wave.
Home good?
But why not? Like, why shouldn't every one of these objects, like, even looking at this, like, our next home is going to be a home that we architect ourselves. You know, like, that's the progression. Yeah.
Swag.
No, if you get like a vacation house in Mexico, like my dad designed his house down there because like they don't have regulations about.
Oh, yeah. We're going to need that because it's not this. Let's be real. The house ain't going to stay up.
No, it's a simple concrete build. They're pretty indestructible.
That's the end goal, right? Like something you made with your own hands. Like when everything within your purview is something that you brought to life. And that's why I really,
honestly,
I'm just going to give into the Rick Owens talk. You know what I mean? Because like, that's what really got attracted me to
the God talk. You literally just gave the God talk and said the Rick Owens talk. You get the Lion King talk, right? Everything you can see, everything you see is yours, is literally what they say to Simba.
Mustafa
says to Simba. Or,
yeah, well, something you say, we brought this together through miracles of engineering and the global supply chain. You know what I'm saying? At the behest of a single spirit.
Yo, speaking of Mustafa and Simba, Cece went trick or treating for the first time tonight.
Oh, so cute.
It was absolutely magical. It was magical. She was so nervous because she gets really shy. And then she linked up with these kids that we just ran into. And then she started going up to the door with just the kids without us. And then she's running back down the sidewalk like, I wasn't being shy. No. I wasn't being shy. And she's like, I want to do another house.
Did you limit her candy intake? Or what's the candy rules in the Landforce household?
I mean, she like had a couple. We don't really have rules. not because we eat a lot of candy. But I don't know. Like, she doesn't have candy. Tonight was like the first candy she's ever had.
But it's also an obscene amount. Like, my kid came home. He has so much candy. He's going to have maybe 2 pieces a day for the next 3 days and then be tired of it. And we're just going to throw out hella candy. Yeah,
easily a year's supply. And we fully live in the like full king size candy bar neighborhood, which is like,
we should donate all the candy to the people in Portland.
Yeah. Thank you. How about this? We're like in this king size candy neighborhood. And I've heard rumors that people like drive in to this neighborhood to trick or treat. And so we're out there and we see these cars that are like pulling up. They're just like driving door to door. The parents are going up, putting on masks with bags. They're just like harvesting candy bars out of
the
neighborhood.
Chidooli, like, get out of here.
Yeah, God damn it.
Dude, I saw this girl, Marissa, Chidooli, that I used to be friends with many years ago. She posted an Instagram story.
She was doing that shit? She was going
She was literally posting her Instagram story of her going and her trick-or-treating and taking tons of candy. And I was like, yo, you're 32 years old. What are you doing?
Yeah, you remember the Larry David skit where like the girls were like, we're 13. And he's like, you're not 13.
Yeah. I got to watch that.
Like, I'm not giving you any candy in the TP his house. Let's go.
This little girl that Cece was trick-or-treating with tonight, she went up and they went to this like old lady's house that had like, not like granola bars, but like trail mix and shit. And this little girl who's like 4 or 5 just like looks in the basket, looks back up at the old lady and goes, no thanks, and turns around and walks away. And her parents were like, no.
You guys remember for so long, and I'm sure things still go around. I mean, you guys have young kids, so I don't know. But for so long, like, there was like, watch out what they put in your candy. You know what I mean? They're putting razor blades in kids' candy, or like, they're putting weed in kids' candy.
Yeah, edibles, bro. We just get weed in it. We're just giving away weed.
Like, first of all, anyone who's if you want to
Kingston School sent out a memo about fentanyl candy corn.
Where is this fentanyl? I was
like, bro, first of all, I don't know how many fentanyl motherfuckers y'all know, but them motherfuckers ain't giving that shit out.
That's what I was gonna say. No one's giving out drugs.
It's
like
a 0% chance.
Yeah, you're hoarding that fentanyl. God, for sure, selling it.
Yeah, especially right now.
Definitely.
You know, I'm saying that's like, okay, we're giving out Adderall on the Halloween. Like, Mo, I know you ain't.
Can we talk about that? I feel like that's a hot topic.
Ooh. Absolutely not.
Okay,
man, wouldn't I love to? Yo, national shortage. Somebody forgot to push the Adderall button over at the medicine factory.
The Bank of China said, "You want to really mess up the U.S. economy? Yeah. We're going to turn off the."
It's the CCP. The CCP they gave us TikTok.
We swapped all the Adderall production to fentanyl production.
Jesus. Your first they see the TikTok and dance videos to ferment.
All the red pill dudes were saying that because if we just let Putin invade the Ukraine, we get our Adderall back.
It's that simple. Damn. They got to stop those grain.
Thanks, Solbra.
Grain leaving Odessa. That's the only way. That's the only way to get the Adderall back. I don't know.
That's right. All the Adderall does have a stamp that says Odessa on it.
Not my Adderall.
It says so. Or before you hopped in, I was telling Colin that from here on out, I got to stop. Like it's. I like to try and be funny, obviously, when I write these pod descriptions, but like. Like, if we're going to go broad and trying to get an audience, I don't know if we can be saying stuff like, what was the last one? It was like rolling up a grocery store
Red Pill Dentistry
with Deliver Kit or Red Pill Dentistry. That was what we were talking about, too. It was like, Red Pill Dentistry is like so vague if you don't know it. It's like, why would anyone click that? You'd be like, what
is both, this? It's both vague and also acts as if it's a valid like concept. Oh, it's Red Pill Dentistry.
Yeah, but like, if I mean,
well, I would wait.
But if you look at our last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 pods, the one with the most clicks is the gang takes over TikTok. So, like, what does the description mean anyway?
I guess. Well, this one I'm going with. This one, I think, Red Pill Dentistry turned into our dentist and toothpaste a massive scam because that seems like something that people might click on. Seems more click. I'm more interested in clicking on that than Red Pill Dentistry. That's
I'm
for sure.
You. I'm with you. God knows we'll give them plenty of red pill dentistry once they do.
Bone paste, brothers. You know what I'm saying? You should just bone paste. It should just be the
bone paste.
So Adderall. So I am like, as of today, I think 2 weeks, maybe 16 days off Adderall. Not by my own choosing because
damn, bro. No wonder you ain't been tweeting. You know what I'm saying?
yes, absolutely. No, but it's caused kind of like a lot of... research about ADHD and how to deal with it without Adderall, as well as just self-reflection. Maybe my birthday caused that.
Do you have any
tips
for listeners about how to deal with it?
The number one thing for how to deal with it is not to try and figure out how to deal with it when you don't have the medicine, which you have found core to your, you know, dealing with it.
And let's just be real. Anyone that has ADHD couldn't follow along with that sentence.
Yeah,
so I think
amen.
We got nothing for y'all.
Yo, the most interesting thing is, so like ADHD is now thought of as a dopamine shortage. Is kind of like how it's I don't know how to say that right, but
that's why you need that Makuna, bro. That's why I need your valerian root. You know what I'm saying?
Every day. Makuna is a daily. We also got the ashwagandha. I don't think that's how you.
James,
say it.
Are you frozen or are you just not moving?
I'm just not.
James is not moving.
But so check this. So ADHD is a dopamine shortage, and. Thinking about like trying to figure out how to like self-treat that, as well as like thinking about the state of social media, how we use our phones, et cetera, in the context of my ADHD being a dopamine shortage has been like super fascinating. And I've absolutely noticed a difference today. Using that app to severely cut back on my social media usage has definitely helped my ADHD symptoms today. It's been bizarre. I don't know. The moral of the story is I found Adderall today.
I was going to say,
I'll see you motherfuckers tomorrow morning. So,
I think
if you see a somewhat put together white male wandering around Eastmoreland, just get him.
What I'll tell you is that I think, ironically, as much as I've been cracking jokes about the red pill corner of the internet, is that, you know, we wanted to, you know, I can tell you for sure big differences in my life have been made from, I'm not exaggerating, just... A ton of fucking, I mean, even with like my ADD and stuff, is like fantastic sleep, a lot of fucking exercise. I mean, if you're talking about dopamine shortage, like going and working out till you fucking can't breathe, like will fucking for sure flood you with some fucking dopamine, you know what I mean? And endorphins.
Exactly.
And sun, dude, a little bit of that vitamin D. You might have to leave Portland, you know what I mean?
The the workout thing is crazy, right? Because of course, working out gets dopamine flowing like crazy. And I had never put together that, yes, going and working out absolutely helps me focus better. Like, I'm aware of this, but never had like put like connected the dots on how we get there. And I think the weirdest thing about it is, without my medication or without being able to treat this, I am not in a particularly good place. I'm chronically tired, so on and so forth. If I get fired up and I get lit, I'm in a good space. Like, I'm not like slow. I don't feel foggy at all once I'm going, like on a thing. But I find that getting going, getting focused is sure. Like, just takes this insurmountable amount of work.
It's, how do you feel about nootropics?
I mean, all day, every day, buddy. What do you think Adderall is? Just
well, I'll curious. Tell you, anything yeah, I mean, like
I,
that.
I can't though, tell if that was a serious question. That's what Adderall is, right?
Okay. No, but anything like that, I mean, this is true. And this is, again, I said something in group chat the other day. I think you took it as like I meant that, like, you know, people don't need Adderall, right? Or need some sort of medication, right? Like, I'm all for it. But there isn't anything like that that makes your dopamine receptors open up wider when you stop doing it. Like, every time you do cocaine, your brain's chemistry is different in perpetuity, right? It's not like it's just one time it gets better again. So same thing with amphetamine, same thing with MDMA, right? Like, your brain chemistry changes forever after you take it, right? So if you've been taking Adderall every day for 20 years or 10 years, like, then stopping to take it, you probably feel worse than if you had never taken Adderall for 15 or 20 years. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I had withdrawals.
Yeah, 100%.
You go to medical school, bro? You know what I mean? You sneakily?
Dr. Camp? Baby, you know what I'm saying? Get your learn on.
Yo, Doc Camp is a hot, you know, that'd be a hot fucking, you know what I mean? If you were a shooter in the Wild West.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was like a basketball shooter.
Nah.
Yo, the title of this podcast is going to be How Not to Do a Podcast.
That's actually
we're just building the public. Building public. No. What was it? The dark side of podcasting.
No, yeah. Well, I thought the how-to thing was what makes it hit.
Yeah. How to be the fastest six gun in the West. With Doc Camp.
Yo, okay. All right. Let's make some plans live here. So I get in at 1 tomorrow. Having a sleepover at James'
all this
crib.
All this is yours. This entire office is yours. You got your own bathroom, your own floor.
Look at that. You got two controllers for the PlayStation.
I got two controllers. This is an Xbox, but I do have two controllers. I got a brand new Modern Warfare.
Yo, you
got
to pick up a PS5 before then, bro. Colin doesn't touch nothing less than the PS5. You know what I mean?
I've never played a PS5.
Dude, it's not.
Yo, we got him at Urban Necessities, bro. You need a PS5, you know what I mean?
Hook us up, dog.
I've got a PS5 guy.
At retail?
No, we work assignment, bro. Everyone pays retail.
I'm trying to get one at retail. But yeah, Colin, time to sleep over. Orin, what are you doing? You coming by tomorrow? What? We having dinner together? What's the vibe?
It depends. The time is weird. Might be a Wednesday morning kind of ordeal, but we'll see at some point. I'm in LA tomorrow, so let's see what happens.
Cool. I'm like around like.
Yeah. I got to make sure. I got to get Colin a sample of, you know what I'm saying, the exclusive bucket, you know, the technical bucket.
Yeah.
You know,
some mahogany,
for the gang, sunblocking, techie.
Now that we're just having a chat, about the three of us hanging out, we could also, if we do dinner, it doesn't have to be.
I got to drop in some of them anodized shades. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so some lens cuts.
The dudes in Modern Warfare 2.
You know, we got decisions to make. You know what I mean?
That's what Ghost in Modern Warfare 2 wears. But no, I was gonna say we don't have to eat in like West Hollywood, Beverly Hills, Orin. We could eat like, whoa, goddamn. Be careful, dog.
Yo, those look good.
Careful.
I was saying more of a, like, we to eat those, like, he's not going to be out of that meeting till like 8. And so, and if we want to, you know what I mean, it's just, the timing wise means we're not, you know, we're not getting to wherever the eating location is till what, 9:30?
Yo, I'm not even making a joke. Your camera can't focus on you wearing those.
It's
like,
too
there's
hot.
Something special going on.
It's just too hot.
Yo,
Yo,
this ain't the final lens shape. But
your camera can't auto-focus on that.
Anti-focus shades, bro.
It goes so sharp.
You know what I'm saying? Don't want this technology.
It slowly goes blurry.
literally. Yeah. Literally. Yeah. That's amazing.
You know what I mean? We developed this to stop the government from finding you.
From the
anti-Musk shades, bro.
Anti-Musk shades.
You know what that man's doing with y'all DMs right now?
I hope Elon Musk in my DMs, dog.
They're doing, I guarantee him, his engineers are in all the DMs, or all, they're all kinds of women's DMs doing the wrong things. They're
dude, data security is Vine again. Is atrocious. Hilarious. If he,
yo, I'm excited. Vine. I'm excited for what he's going to do with Twitter, just because I generally think it can't get any worse than what it's been from a like product.
It's true. It's bad. I think we think it can't get any worse, but it's destined to get significantly worse. I don't know what y'all see. I see the level of anti-Semitism on my feed is absolutely atrocious in its current state.
What,
it got a lot better when I unfollowed Zero Hedge.
You think is Zero Hedge full like anti-Semitic?
No, I think it's just like what it shows you when you're following that. He's not done like that. He's railing through all the right wing political talking points. But
gotcha. So you think that algorithm?
I think it's just like the things it shows you when you have certain some of the stuff in your algorithm.
Yeah.
Right. I've got like almost no politics or news in my feed these days.
Oh man,
successfully.
A different world.
It's a different world.
It's just Andrew Tate. Yeah.
Not on Twitter. Not on Twitter.
Oh, I got 6 Andrew Tate accounts on my Twitter feed. He's back with like 6
you
different accounts.
Them?
One of them I followed, but well,
you one of Hustlers University. I followed. I participated in it. Yeah.
Donald Trump comes back. You're not going to follow Donald Trump. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just trying to get a, you know, I'm trying to track the.
No. No. I've had him like muted and blocked forever.
And yeah, that was the reason I wasn't on Twitter back when I was on Twitter. I was like, I just don't want to log in and deal with any of all of this.
Yeah, Twitter.
You know, I just want alpha with the lads and the ladies. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's over. And now it's just all of us lonely on TikTok.
Well, I think also part of it is that everyone realized that like the algorithm could be gamed with threads. And so it went beyond people that like were actually doing things and cool shit and talking about it. And to be quite honest with you, I started having
audience builders.
Yeah. And I started to have to do more bullshit threads. Like initially when Colin and I first met and we started growing on Twitter before I met you, Oren, we were doing threads, but sporadically, but we were just going well, cause people weren't doing great threads all the time. And then it just became such a crowded space.
Yeah, they were doing
space.
Threads a day. These people were doing threads a day.
Threads a day. And so it became such a crowded space that, like, have to sort of, yeah, dude. I mean, yeah, threads a day, 3 a week, 4 a week, stuff like that. And it's just like it became so crowded that if you wanted to even have a voice there, you had to start doing more bullshitty shit as well. Right, just because
well, luckily we're opening up the kimono for radical transparency, starting with this pod, and then we're going to bring that same attitude to the Twitter feed. You know what I mean, just fire and forget. I think that's going to be the new strategy. Is I don't even log in, bro. I wonder, do they still have the feature where you can text the number and it'll tweet,
or you can use Right House.
Yeah. Can I though? Like from my phone?
Yeah. What do you mean? It's a PWA. That's how I write everything.
Sick. So I mean, so we're just firing away. I'm going full Right House diet. You know what I'm saying?
But you fully can text the number to use Twitter. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yo, so, but we need to go good. We can't see the people. We need to go. We're not answering comments. We're not answering questions. We're just firing and forgetting. We don't even know what the engagement looked like. We're just putting the alpha out into the universe and letting the Tweeter auto plugs do their thing. You know.
All right. This has been a good conversation.
I mean, this is fun for us.
You know what I mean? The dark side of the algo.
Keep going.